Welcome to Tita Talk, where your Twitter titas talk about life, love, and all the kieme in between. I am Abby Valte on Twitter. And again, you may remember me from my most daring role behind the podium at that little palace by the Pasig River.
And I am Mrs. Unlawyer, and they call me A. You may remember me from last episode where I told you about my passion. Well, this time around, I'm letting you know, ako ang pinaka-tanders na tita. I can bake a pie, but I cannot make a pie chart. Shout out to Manolo Quezon, who requested that from me. Go!
Ay, naku, nakaka-pressure. Basta ako si Madam Hiddle sa Twitter. And everyone calls me E. Ako yung nag-feeding program, MN, the past 2 weeks with Twitter. So thank you for all sa mga donors natin. Yun lang ang shout-out ko.
Hi, ako si Marga versus Machine on Twitter. Ako yung cat mama na nagpo-post ng picture ng cats niya because I think cats are a better form of public service than the news.
Ay, bongga.
Oh, diba?
May pahugot.
Ang taray.
Okay. Oy, mga bakla. Kumusta ang birthday party ng Lazada? Invited kayo?
Ay, nako. Bakla, kahit hindi ko invited, nandun ako.
So, ano to? Ano maglalabas damage? Ng mga nabudol? Ganon?
Sige, labasan na.
Wait, qualified ba na budol yung akin? Bumili ko ng electric fan. Budol ba yon?
Necessity yon. Sige, justified.
Sige, justified.
Ako, pero yung ano, pero tatlong electric fan, budol na yon, di ba?
Ay, abuso yan, girl.
Anong brand?
Ay, ano, kasi di ba, naalala nyo, pinag-uusapan, naghumingi ako ng recommendation sa inyo the other day, di ba? Yeah, so nag-try ako nung Vornado. So, ayan. So, sana naman maayos siya. Kasi alam mo naman, lola nyo, gusto nyo pag lumalakad sa bahay, parang merong Lauren Legarda effect na may sariling electric fan laging daladala. So, ayan. Tignan natin kung ma-achieve ko yon.
Tapos, oh, slow-mo. Kailangan naka-slow-mo habang may hairstyle mo.
yung pala matanda na kaya slow-mo maglakad, hindi pala effect.
Hindi pala drama eh.
Correct. Arthritis pala. Ikaw
ano eh. Ang aking budol, nakita nyo naman, KitchenAid na mixer. Kasi luma na, my other KitchenAid mixer, ang ingay na, as in sabi ni Kusinera, ma'am, ganyan ba dapat ang tunog niyan? Sabi ko, parang hindi. Ma'am, parang may kumakayod. Oo nga, patayin natin. Hindi natin pwede patayin kasi may ginagawa pa tayo. So after that, tinignan ng technician, sabi niya, ma'am, may parts replacement na to. So sabi ko sa asawa ko, if ipadala ko yan ng parts replacement, baka tatlong linggo tayong walang pinapay. So sabi niya, okay, tingin tayo sa Lazada. Buti na lang, it's on sale. Birthday, ang laki ng discount, as in 9,000. Pero ang nakakaloko sa kanya, nung in-add to cart namin siya, 12:01 a.m. kanina, as in 1 minute talaga after midnight, Nakuha namin yung full 9,000 na discount. Kaninang umaga, nung tiningnan namin, 7,000 na lang siya. So, happiness! Ayun, diba?
Ay, may ganun palang paandar.
O, diba? O, sino na ang next na nabudol?
Ako marami akong binili. Ayoko nang ilista isa-isa. Pero yung pinaka ewan is a swimming pool, yung kiddie pool. Kasi itong dalawang gaga girls ko, sabi, Mama, I think it's a good idea na dun tayo sa veranda, meron daw pool. Leche. So, ayan. Sa sliding door, labas ng kwarto ko, dun sila.
Ano yan? Totoo yung hinihipan? Yan ba yung hinihipan?
Oo, yung hinihipan. Tapos kasama daw nila mga dogs nila. O di sige, go.
Oh, what a very big blowjob. A very big blowjob that is.
So, girl, bumili ka ba ng pump niyan? Baka naman magka-beke, kakaihip yan.
Uy, may free siyang pump. O di ba, bonggang-bongga. So, bongga rin ang blowjob, for sure.
Pumping scene. Nako, ha? Tingnan mo muna yung
pumping
scene. Diyos ko.
Pumping scene.
Pumping scene. Ako, Dai, baka naman pawisan ka dyan. Kasi minsan yung mga free na pump, as in talagang parang ano, lalaki na yung biceps mo, kaka-pump. So,
my God, wag mo kong inaano, electric siya. So, dapat sa pensak lang to, diba? Ah, ay, mga
electric.
Kasi, oh, senso na.
So, walang ano yan, walang bula, kilikili yan. Hindi bubula ang kilikili.
Ay, thank God, it won't. Kaya, diba? Carry na.
Sino pang nabudol after E?
Parang si Abby din lang, necessity, food ng mga cats, like 24 packets ng Whiskas.
Ay, alam mo, kailangan mo yan. Kailangan mo yan. Hindi yan necessity eh. That's absolute requirement. Kasi pag hindi mo binilhan, papatayin ka nila in your sleep.
In your sleep. Lalo na si Baby DeBold.
Oh my God.
Nakikinig siya. Yung cute ni Baby DeBold. Para talagang papatayin ka niya tuwing tinitignan ka niya.
Ang parang cute niya.
Murdering my mind.
Feeling ko masama yung loob niya na yun ang nickname ko sa kanya. Eh, paano taba-taba niya eh?
Uy, ako rin, masama din loob ko sa'yo kapag tinawag mo ako, Baby DeBold. Ako na, talagang baka pagpaplanuhan talaga kita every minute of the day kung paano kita tetigihin.
Support kita dyan, Abs.
Okay. Wait, so diba, nagpa-call out tayo a few days ago sa mga friends natin on Twitter para sa... episode natin. Okay. So, bilang ang daming mga sawi
ang daming, at saka mga... Ang daming entries for more chances of winning.
So, baka naman pwede mong ikwento sa listeners natin kung ano yung topic natin for our second episode.
Bale, ang pinag... we decided to have the title as... I'm a kabit and I didn't know it and so many other kwentos about love, o diba? And this is all about what's happening during the pandemic. Kasi syempre iba-iba tayo ng mga kwento, iba-ibang mga pinagdaraanan natin. So let's see kung ano yung mga paandar ng bawat isa. Maraming very brave na inano yung message nila in public, pero marami rin naman yung nag-DM ng mga ano at gusto nila wag nating i-divulge yung kanilang ano name song. So ano, start na tayo dun sa number one, Abby?
Okay, so itong momshi natin, itong tita natin na nag-send ng DM, I think. So ikaw ay, you will remain anonymous. Alam mo namang you can trust your titas. So ang kwento po niya ay ang kanyang jowa ay based in Dubai. Medyo matagal na sila pero binigyan na siya ng sing-sing at nag-propose na sa kanya nung December. Kaya lang syempre nagka-problema dahil alam mo na, pandemya. So ngayon, nahihirapan sila dahil LDR at hindi masyadong maganda yung internet connection niya. Diba? Shout out sa buong Pilipinas, ang sitwasyon natin. Tapos limited yung mga platforms na pwede nilang gamitin. Kasi syempre may mga eming block doon sa kung nasan si jowa, diba? So, So ngayon, ang tanong niya, balak daw kasi is mag-reunite na ang ating lovers by April. Kaya lang, medyo nabibigatan siya kasi parang dun nga sa sitwasyon natin ngayon, baka daw hindi matuloy, hindi mangyari. So, syempre, meron siyang konting patapik o should I say pasampal sa gobyerno kasi nga daw parang ang gulo. Hindi niya alam kung paano siya nga naman makakalipat at paano siya makakapunta kay jowa. So yan, ang tinatanong niya sa ating mga tita is ano daw po ang gagawin niya? Alam mo, parang medyo nahirapan ako sa kanya na feel ko yung sa pagkukwento niya, na feel ko yung bigat nung pinagdadaanan niya. Ako siguro, baka konting pasensya pa. Kasi kung worth it naman yung pagsasama nyo, i-manage na lang natin. Siguro mag-set kayo ng time kung kailan po pwede. Kasi busy rin tong ating listener na ito eh. At syempre, busy rin si Jowa kasi may work nga siya in the Middle East. So siguro, mabuting mag-set kayo ng common time. Para ang expectation nyo is, diba, there's something to look forward to. They set aside that time, kung pwede, Saturday ng gabi, kung kailan magtutugma yung schedule nyo. Tapos, you just have to keep the connection going. Kasi I think, ano eh, ewan ko yung sense nyo, pero parang, ano, parang true. Parang very true yung, ano, yung pagsasama nila. So, yun lang, sa akin, siguro konting, ano pa, konting patience pa.
Ayun. Okay, so, do we react to that? Pero mukhang maganda na yung advice na binigay ni Abby. And I add any more to that.
I concur.
Yes. Okay, so we all
kasi
concur.
Parang stable naman yung relationship nila based on her kwento eh. So, mm-hmm. Alam mo yun?
Ang may problema lang talaga, gobyerno.
Exactly. Okay. So, kwento muna ako, hindi muna yung question sa akin. Because this one I found really interesting. Kasi part of the premise ng episode na ito is how do you manage relationships during a pandemic, di ba? At saka yung title nga natin, I'm Makabit and Didn't Know It. And somebody DM'd me na even before knowing what the title is, sinabi niya sa akin, Ma'am, hindi ko alam, kabit pala ako. Which is sabi ko, aray! Talaga? Sabi ko, oo.
Ang sakit nun. Ang sakit.
So, sabi nga niya, ito is cautionary tale para sa sangkabaklaan, sabi niya. And ang nangyari kasi with this guy, meron palang boyfriend itong boyfriend niya, no? Na akala niya, eh, sila ang legal. Yung pala, may long-time boyfriend din ito na nasa abroad. So at first he thought it was the two of them. Tapos he was so in love. And then nalaman na lang niya, tapos eto as in sobra siyang nagmahal na. Sabi pa niya at first, sige, willing akong maging kabit kasi baka naman malayo sila. Alam mo yung nag-hope siya kasi he was so in love. Sabi nga niya sa akin,
ma-entrap na.
Oo, sabi niya, na-entrap na siya. Sabi niya, Ma'am, as in, alam mo ba, lockdown, I was trying to find ways to see him. Keber na maghagilap ako ng IATF pass. Tapos pag may sinabi siya na gusto niya ng ganitong food, ay, hagilap ako talagang hibang. So, parang ang naging usapan namin was, because of the lockdown and because of, usually these days, ang mga tao nagko-connect via social media, no? Sabi nga niya, ano ang mga red flags mo na dapat mong tingnan? Kasi baka mamaya, yun na nga, kagaya nito, hindi niya alam, kabit pala siya because most of it was done online. So, in his own experience, sabi niya ganun sa akin, what I realized was, kung masyado siyang secretive, and I guess it also works for real life, ano? Kung masyado siyang secretive and hindi niya pinapaalam, hindi kanya pinapakilala sa friends niya, and then that would be a really big red flag, especially now, no? So yun lang siguro, mag-ingat kasi because of the pandemic and all that. Eto pa, may mga nagkakabistuhan because of the pandemic kasi akala nila sila yung legal, bigla nag-lockdown, uy, hindi na nagpakita yung boyfriend or girlfriend nila, yung pala hindi makalabas kasi kasama yung real na asawa, no? And that's happened. I've heard of one or two instances. So, yun lang siguro. Do I go into the question now? Yung how do you handle emotionally manipulative soft boys who can't take
wait
no
answer? Wait lang, sorry. Sandali. Exciting yung topic na yan. Pero wait, isi-segue ko lang. Alam nyo, totoo yung sinasabi ni A na kasi syempre online yung maraming bagay ngayon, katulad ng kasama na yung dating dyan. Pero alam mo, even in ordinary times, ang hirap. Share ko lang very, ano, very quickly. Meron akong isang kakilala na for the longest time, meron siyang jowa. Okay? Walang nakita yung jowa na red flag. As in, wala. Regular sila magkita. Although may schedule. Parang ano lang sila, weekends lang sila nagkikita. Tapos ang tagal nila, parang mga 3 years sila. Tapos, biglang si boy, sinabi niya kay girl na, aalis ako ng Thursday, mag-leave ako kasi pupuntahan ko yung wedding ng pinsan ko. So si girl naman, sige, parang congratulations to your pinsan, ganyan. Tapos alam nyo, yun pala ang pupuntahan ni Jowang Boy ay kasal niya. The entire time.
Oh my God!
Yes, the entire time. dalawa pala sila na jowang babae. At si jowa number two, hindi rin niya alam na may jowa number one. So, tatlong taon silang pinaikot ni lalaki. So, ganon, oh friends. And, you know, nung narinig ko to talaga, parang iba. Feeling ko na nanood ako ng telenovela. Alam mo, nalaman na lang niya talaga, kasal na si jowang lalaki. At, take note. So, syempre, sinita na niya nung habang nagpa-prepare na for the wedding ceremony and yung mga ganyan. Tapos, kinakausap pa rin siya ni jowang lalaki at sabi na mag-usap, magkita tayo after this, kasi kailangan kitang kausapin. Ay, nako, basta malala. Girls, boys, everybody. Talagang, minsan, mahirap in real life to see it, lalo na sa online. So, talagang, exactly. Ingat lang tayo.
Yun. Oh my God, that's horrible. Parang siyang nightmare, no?
Diba? Grabe. I mean, how do you trust after that, no? Ang hirap-hirap nun na ibinigay mo yung emotional investment mo. Like
yeah, that's 3 years of your life.
Exactly. And it's so, how can, hindi lang yung, I won't even ask, how can you be fooled that way? The question is more of, doon sa asshole na gumawa nito, pardon my French, how can you do that to two people?
Exactly.
Diba?
Exactly. Kawawa. At syempre, si wife na ngayon, hindi naman niya alam na,
up to now, oblivious pa rin.
Up to now. Hindi niya alam na meron palang jowa.
Abby, you tell me the name. Ako na lang magsabi.
Magaling bumulong yun si Ethel.
Ay, oo.
May talent ako dyan. Oo, sige. Madali akong kausap.
Baka basta promise, bulong mo lang, ha? Bulong
mo naman. Gusto ko yung super bulong.
Gusto ko yung barangay ako. Gusto ko yung hanggang barangay tanod sa susunod na purok na rinig, ha?
Kaya ko yan, girl. Oh my God. Us women have to bond together over these yans. A-holes, diba? Na sabi ni A. My God.
Diba? Kaloka.
Dapat talaga, ano, mas mabusising background checks.
Ay, yeah, si Marga, magaling sa background checks.
Mm-mm. Parang yan, yung next question mo, A, kasama dyan.
Speaking of background check, eh, alam ko, merong si Ned sa'yo ang isa sa ating mga listeners.
Yes, pero ano, ngayon ko na ba i-ano to or later pa siya?
Go!
Ah, okay. Ito ha, sandali. Asa na ba yung question niya? Ah, okay. Yun, oh my God, nasa na? Sorry, gurang! Yung question, ah, okay. How do you, ito yung ano niya, no? Ito. Time is gold na talaga. Yun ba yun? Ito. Online dating was the big thing, but for someone like me who's in her early 30s, it can be tiring and confusing and dating in a limited capacity. I met someone we were supposed to meet, but then the new NCR plus bubble, whatever happened, then the cases started rising like crazy and the pandemic has been hindering the physical landi. Okay. Ito naman, ang question ng isa is, paano ka pa ba magda-date these days? How can you be more careful? Ang isang example niyan is, there's this guy on social media, I won't say the platform anymore, who was making landi, one of our kakilala, di ba, E? And he was, ang dami niyang nabola kasi yung picture that he's using is AI. It's a fake picture. It's
nagaling sa, this person does not exist.com.
Yeah, this person does not exist.com. And yet,
salamat sa detective natin, di ba?
Oh. And yet, this guy, ang history niya is nagtago siya because meron siyang ginawa, may nagalit sa kanya na medyo VIP. So nagtago siya and nung nag-resurface, he thought makakalusot, pero sabi nga magaling ang ating stalking skills despite the fact na japake ang kanyang picture. Natatawa na lang tayo, tayong apat, pag nakikita natin how he engages people, no? Na parang wow, he sounds so smart and he makes it appear as if he's so knowledgeable. And may mga
at in fairness, yung gamit niya na AI photo, may itsura.
Yes, and that's the reason why ang daming nabobola na akala siya yung AI picture na yon when in real life, karapata, yun lang ang masasabi ko. Another tip ng mga tita is yung kausap ninyo pag AI yung picture, medyo umakyat na yung kilay ninyo and develop good stalking skills. Yun na lang siguro mga advice namin given how it is right now with the pandemic and online and being catfished and everything. Dai, talagang magaling ka dapat mag-background check. Ask your Tita Marga for tips. At ang dami niyang tips, ang galing ni Marga pagdating sa ganyan. Yung tipo magugulat sa... I-DM nyo lang.
Google searches your friend. Pwede niyong hanapin kung yung picture na pinapakita sa inyo, meron naman tayong MOR. Mag-reverse image search kayo para makita nyo kasi minsan talaga nakakatawa. Hindi lang yan dun sa mga kalandian natin online. Pero yung mga ano, di ba ang hilig natin mag-online shopping? Kapag hindi nyo masyadong kilala yung site, pwede nyo ring hanapin dun. Kasi nakalagay, di ba, ako si seller. Tapos makikita nyo na hindi pala, iba pala, ang dami palang seller na ganun kasi same picture. So yan, good tip yan. Mag-image search muna kayo.
Yes, kasi sa panahon ngayon, marami talagang manloloko. I mean, it's not just sa love, ha? Yung mga nag... Ito nga, it's so bad because the ones who really need it, hindi nakakakuha. Kasi right now, ang daming mga nanloloko na kunwari kailangan nila ng pera, na-hospital sila, or na-hospital yung tatay, nanay nila, lolo, lola, everything, no? To the point na, ako, na-scam ako niyan at first during the pandemic kasi this person presented himself as a nurse. And syempre, at the start of the pandemic, our hearts were really... out there for the frontliners, diba? And he was saying na nakawan ako, I'm a nurse, ganyan. So ako naman, alam nyo, pusong mamon. Sabi ko, sige, bigyan kita. And then I find out later on from somebody, si Mr. Lonely Buddy ang nag-tip sa akin ito eh. Thanks, eh. Maliit lang naman nakuha niya sa akin, hindi naman ganun kalaki. Pero si Mr. Lonely Buddy was, alam mo yung parang sabi niya, there's something questionable about this person. So when he investigated, he found out there's no such nurse naman pala. With that name. So when he finally told me, sabi niya, tita, nabola ka. Sabi ko, well, lesson learned after that, hindi na ako nagdo-donate sa mga ganyang cold calls, in a sense, no, sa social media na please help me. I just course it through people I know, like, ayan, si E, or si Jover, or through Lenny Robredo. Pero ang lungkot lang kasi the ones who are legitimate, the ones who actually have legitimate needs, who are using social media for this, sila tuloy ang nadi-disadvantage because of people na nanloloko and who are also using social media. So, yun din, check upin nyo rin before you donate.
You know, that's true. So talagang parang because, you know, things nga are online, we need to be extra careful whether it's buying or, you know, landian. Yun lang, extra careful. Or kawang gawa, basta extra careful lang tayo. Pero wait, may question ako. Ano yung Tinder passport, E? Diba yung may question ka? May question sa'yo. Ano yung Tinder passport?
Kasi someone DM'd me. Sabi niya, I don't know if taking advantage of free Tinder passport in April 2020 was the best or the worst thing I've done. So, syempre, as a tita na may Tinder, parang ano yun? Hindi ko rin alam. So, yun pala, ang Tinder passport is something that you pay for. And it allows you to go to different countries and swipe there. So, halimbawa, andun ka sa Italy, swipe ka sa Italy, ganyan, neng. So, buffet.
Buffet, duty free pala ito.
Yes, pero ang hassle dito is, you can't go and meet with them because you are in the Philippines. Hindi tayo ready na lumabas ng bansa natin kasi nga, itong COVID, itong pandemic, we have yet to find a solution. So sabi nung nag-send sa akin, nakaka-frustrate. Kasi meron na siyang nakamatch. And they've been talking for a year. I think almost a year. And they really match in so many ways. So parang paano naman ako? I want to go there. And I'm really applying for work there. Gumanon siya. Ganon kaseryoso. But, you know, hirap sila. And yun. So I think itong pandemic na to talagang kairita siya sa love life, ha? Wala eh. Wala kang maiisip na gagawin because the only thing na last mong magagawa is to meet them in person, which might not happen this year.
That's the next natural level, di ba? Na you have to meet each other in person. Hindi naman pwedeng online lang parati.
Di ba dati, pag sa Tinder, you want to meet them na agad para pag hindi mo feel in person, goodbye. Parang ganun, di ba? Ngayon, it drags on. And then sometimes, people start investing na eh. Investing feelings, investing time, ganyan. Tapos, wala. Kailan mo siya mami-meet? And then pag na-meet mo, yun pala, hindi mo siya gusto. Alam mo yun? There's so many
things. May BO pala. Ang gwapo lang tingnan.
Or garapata pala siya, no? Joke. Yan tayo. Ang
gumamit ng AI picture.
Hindi tayo makamove on!
Kailangan ko mag-meet-meet. Wala kasing leeg. Diba? But you know, speaking of that, I was talking to someone, speaking of yung ganyang online relationships and LDRs, someone kasi nga sabi ko with the pandemic paano yon when you're in a relationship and all of a sudden LDR kayo and somebody also DM'd me and napaka-interesting ng story niya kasi sabi niya I met this guy in Europe, we matched and we lived together but I had to come home here sa Manila because of certain scholarship issues niya. So, after living together, hiwalay na sila. Tagal na. Months na. So, sabi ko, how do you keep it fresh? And sabi niya, and this is very interesting for me, and I'm so glad that she was so open about it. She said, you know, the one thing that actually helped our relationship, yung long-distance relationship namin, was we explored our kinks online. And even though we were already starting to explore it when we were together, now that it's online, we managed to open up a conversation and we explored and we became creative. And sabi ko, ang galing, ano? Sabi ko sa kanya, so the two of you talk a lot. Sabi niya, oh, when you're in an LDR, kasi ako, I've never really experienced that, having been married for so long. When you're in an LDR, sabi niya, the communication really has to be very, very open and the trust has to be there. So, sabi kong ganon, how do you do it? Sabi niya, well, it's either voicemail or we send videos. And yun yung sinasabi niya that the trust absolutely has to be there because these days, when you're in an LDR, you send each other naughty pictures and you send each other naughty videos. So, if you're going to go that way, you'd better be sure na napaka-secure ng ano mo, ng telepono mo or your gadget or your laptop and you better be sure that you can trust the other person. Ayun.
Parang connected yung question for you, Margs. Diba? Same.
Oh my gosh. Ano tong question? Well, hindi siya question pero kwento.
Oo,
my best boodle for the pandemic is Tracy's dog. Hey, I was not born yesterday. I googled this.
Yay! So tell us, what is it? Charot.
Alam mo, friend ni Barney ang dalawang yan. Ikaw naman.
Barkado sila actually.
Barney and friend.
Corrected by.
Ayan.
Okay. So, according to Amazon.com, Tracy's dog is for adults only. Ay, at saka purple. Hawig na ni Barney, pero may golden training.
Si Barney yan, may golden si Barney.
Ah,
si Barney yan.
Oo, si Barney to.
At papa ni Barney yan. Correct. Oo.
Pinsan nila yan si ano.
Oo. Tapos itong Vacom, Ella, Neo, tama ba yung pronunciation ko, is a red bullet.
Ooh.
Rent yun. for Passion, oh, di ba?
Ay, oh, parang alam ko na yan. Parang alam ko na yung anek niya. Parang kapinsan niya nila, ano, nila Barney. Pero parang ibang, ano, medyo iba ang function.
Iba ang level ayun. Yata niya. Kasi yung jowa mo, if you're both connected to Wi-Fi, he can control it from where ay, he bongga. Is. You just download the app, I think. That's how it works. So parang, maski malayo siya, o di ba, parang may connection pa rin kayo. Oh, kinky. Ay!
ang tanong ko.
Kaso kailangan ng jowa.
Ang napakahalagang tanong, given what sinabi niyo yung Tracy's Dog and Svacom El Nio, naka-sale pa ba yan sa Lazada?
Hindi. Actually, ako naman, ang tanong ko, dahil depende siya on internet connection, baka naman biglang may lag na parang, ay, iba na pala yung ginagawa. Nandun ko pa lang sa stage one, di ba? Wala lang. Concerned lang ako para sa inyo. So make sure you have a good internet connection.
Siguro wag tayong step by step para... Imagine ko yung lag, buisit.
What if you're almost there, biglang nag-drop? No?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Lost connection.
Or what if you're in the middle of a call at work tapos biglang nag
edi ang happy tapos sana video call. Charot. Napala mo.
Oy, di ba? Medyo dinamay mo yung ibang kasama mo dun sa video yes. call. O di ba? Everybody happy.
Oh, yung sinasabon ka ng boss mo, biglang nagtataka yung boss mo, ba't nakangiti ka? Maski sinasabon ka.
Cute nun!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
Ang saya! Ikaw ang pinakamasayang babaeng sinabon ng amo, ganun.
Back, tapos kitang-kita sa mukha.
Kaloka. O sige, anong next question? Sino na?
Si Abby. Alam mo, hindi ko talaga Abby alam ulit. Bakit pag multo sa akin napupunta, ha? Grabe na kayo.
Come on,
talagang sinir, oo, talagang white lady of ano na ako, of Balete Drive. Oh, ang question naman niya, why do people ghost a match? Hindi siya nakakatulong sa mental health ko, lalo na during this pandemic. Alam mo, that's a very good question. Normally, pre-pandemic, ang sasabihin ko sa'yo, kasi wala, kumag lang sila. Merong mga ganyang tao talaga na, di ba, parang, ah, okay, fun, tapos biglang mawawala, i.e. kumag. Pero ngayon kasi, since nasa gitna tayo ng pandemya, I'll be kinder. So, hindi kasi natin alam what that other person is also going through. So, di ba, lahat naman tayo may sarili-sariling pinagdadaanan, pero siguro yung nag-send itong question na to, i-chismis mo sa amin kung talagang ano ba ito. Baka ano bang feeling mo, kumag ba talaga to or may pinagdadaanan? Kasi those are two very, diba, different things naman talaga. So yan, chika mo sa amin sa DM kung anong tansya mo, kung kumag lang ba talaga siya or medyo, like all of us, we need a little help now and then. Kayo, what you guys think? Bakit ba nang go-ghost? Ano ba tong ghost?
I think for me, it's cowardice or either duwag lang siya na ayaw niya ng confrontation at ng drama na pag sinabi niya na ayoko sa'yo, ayaw niya siguro ng magkaroon ng drama. Or
he can't say it to your face.
He can't say it to your face. Or he's really just another a-hole who doesn't care about your feelings. Kasi for some people, kasi online dating is such a huge playground, no? That's the sense I'm getting from a lot of my single friends. So since it's such a huge playground, there are so many options na pag hindi na niya feel ikaw, wala na siya
pag may
kasi
siya ulit na isa,
he's already on to the next person. So he doesn't even give you the respect or the courtesy of letting you know na ayoko na, sorry ha, we're not working out. Maski yun wala na kasi nga as far as he's concerned, he's moved on to the next. Bahala ka na, di ba? Mag-gets mo na yun.
Feelings mo yan eh. Ganyan.
Ako naman, yung advice ko sa person na nagpadala ng question na to is, it sounds so cliche, it's been said all over again, be kind to yourself because what's happening is, if it's really affecting your mental health, it's parang you're hinging your worth on someone consider yeah. you a match, you feel na you're unworthy or unattractive, ganon, don't. Gaya nga na sinabi ni Abby, medyo magsususpend ako ng judgment na, yeah, sure, he could be an asshole for doing that, but at the same time, maybe overwhelmed din siya sa lahat ng nangyayari. Kasi lahat tayo iba-iba yung threshold sa so work from home or threshold yeah. sa pagiging stuck indoors. May iba na hindi makakope. May iba na steady lang. Right. So, yun. Posibleng it's not a good time for him also. So, ang advice ko sa'yo is focus on yourself. Do the things that make you happy or give you some semblance of stability, and then yun, wag mong isipin, ano, it's not about you. Isipin mo na,
yeah,
it's so not true. About you. Oo.
So alam mo, meron, ako, this is what I always tell my friends who go on the dating apps. Parang ikaw, it's very possible that your intention is really to meet someone and develop a relationship, di ba? But, hindi lahat ng tao there pareho ng intention sa iyo, 'di ba? Like mm-hmm. A mentioned kanina na playground.
Yes.
So, parang i-manage din natin yung expectations natin kasi that's something that we can do. That's something that is under our control. So, just be aware that not everybody on these platforms are out to, 'di ba, to have a relationship. Right. Yung iba diyan, talagang
diba? Buffet. They're like gorging themselves. Yes.
Correct. Yung kilig-sulig lang yung habol. Or yes. Like the attention. Ganun lang.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ano? Next question na? Or does anybody yeah. have any other input doon sa question kay Abby?
Oh, ito next na. Next question is okay.
Okay, how do you handle emotionally manipulative soft boys who can't take no for an answer? Okay.
Ay, related to sa tanong sa'yo kanina.
Yeah. Ako kasi, the first mistake is thinking that they have to take your no for an answer. That the power is, kumbaga parang shinif mo yung burden na, I say no to you, you have to take it. No. It doesn't matter whether or not he takes it. It doesn't matter whether or not he accepts it. When you say no, that's it. Diba? Huwag mong ilagay yung power sa kanya na parang, oh, if he doesn't accept my no, what am I gonna do? He has to take it. Whatever happens, take it or leave it, di ba? If he doesn't wanna take it, problema niya yun. Hindi mo problema yun if he isn't taking your no for an answer. You can do so many things to emphasize that ayaw mo. You could block him. You could refuse to see him. You could not take his calls. You could just make yourself unavailable because the power is with you. And for as long as you give him the power na parang siya ang magde-decide whether or not he will take your no for an answer, then you are already letting him manipulate you and nag-shift na yung power dynamics, and ang mangyayari lang yan is ang lalabas, you are somebody na kayang paikutin kasi you transferred all the power to them. Diba?
That's
kasi
true.
Kasi for as long as you recognize na ikaw ang may hawak ng decision mo, na when you say no, it doesn't matter what he thinks, basta for you, it's really no, then he can't manipulate you anymore. Because you've made the decision. Okay? You've made
block
the decision.
Na yan.
Yeah, block. Ang dami naman pwedeng gawin eh. Oo. Diba?
So, block yun, na yan, girl. Pag ganyan. Yeah. Oo. Basta kasi don't give them room to maneuver. Exactly. Diba?
Yeah, don't give them don't surrender the power to them. Why? Why would you? Why
and
do you have to?
And it's important for girls to understand.
Block lang yan.
No, na dapat you see manipulation for what it is. I think it's a skill that everyone has to learn.
Yes, right. You have to learn.
I am being manipulated already. Kasi may mm-hmm. ibang tao na hindi pa nila yung gets eh. Not at the onset or not as fast as other mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. So matagal nilang maisip na, wait, ganun palang nangyayari, di ba? And when it dawns on them, that's sometimes it's too late. So parang, di ba?
I think it's also a function of, in a sense, insecurity, because there are people who want to be liked, no? And they view that if they disappoint someone, even though they're saying no to this person, nako, this person will think I'm an awful person and he won't like me anymore and whatever. You're going to have to learn to set your boundaries. You're going to have to accept the fact that when you do say no to someone, when you do reject someone, that person really won't like you. It takes a whole lot of maturity for a person who has been rejected to overcome that rejection and still treat you in a friendly manner, no? So you're going to have to accept that if you do reject someone, they won't like you maybe forever, or they might not like you for a while. And that's okay. Because
and that's okay. Yes. Yes. And that's
okay. Not everybody has to.
You shouldn't
like
feel bad about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel, because at the end of the day, what's more important than them liking you is you standing by your boundaries.
You correct. Huwag tayong magpa-exploit in any exactly. way. Mga kapatid, di ba? Ang daming devices sa ganyan. Mga paawa, mga oh, I feel
ay,
so
naku,
bad.
Ay, naku. Totoo naku. Yan.
Marami so, sila not, tribo yan.
Mm-hmm, correct. Tribo sila ng mga AI ang picture. So, alam mo yun.
Yes.
Correct. So, talagang i-shut, as in shut off, shut out. Kung anong gusto mong description, basta cut off, no. Do not give them the space to maneuver you.
Yeah, do not engage anymore.
Yeah, the power is with you. You have the power to say no.
And also, kasi some, ano, I think also conditioning sa ating mga babae. I mean, let's face it, na we're conditioned to be people pleasers.
Yes.
Na, di ba, halimbawa, like, yung mga ganyang manipulative guys, we...
Especially for younger women, ano, yeah.
Yes, for younger women. We're still trying to find themselves.
Their identity. Yes.
Yeah, their identity, di ba? Mm-hmm. In a way, kailangan pa niyang
ma-develop.
Yeah, ma-develop. Kailangan pa niyang ma-develop yung sense of self niya talaga to be able to be hardline in saying, ah, no, hindi to okay sa akin. Na, alam mo yon na dahil sa pagiging people pleaser mo, you feel bad even when the person is manipulating you already or is already wronging you. Hindi dapat
yeah,
that
kaya it's also very important to have a strong set of friends na pwede yeah. mong kausapin sa ganito. Mm-hmm. Kasi
At the end of the day, what is the value of the approval of a person who is that manipulative? I mean, what is the value of the approval of a person who emotionally blackmails you?
Hindi walang niya ikagaganda yan.
Walang magandang pupuntahan yung ganyan. Kung ganyan ang simula, walang magandang patutunguhan at ang ending niyan ay hindi rin maganda.
Okay. Amen. O next.
Okay. Next.
Sa akin na, no?
Yes.
When and when not to consider getting back with an ex and other landian tips in the time of COVID. Una sa lahat, personally, hindi ako bumabalik sa ex. May rason talaga bakit siya ex, kaya dun na lang siya. I think...
Huwag tayo mag-recycle.
Oo, hindi ako naniniwala pag tao. Doon lang tayo sa basura, diba? I mean, ang basura kaya pa i-recycle. Pero yung ex, parang hindi na. If it didn't work out before, for me ha, if it didn't work out before, especially 30s and above ko, I shouldn't na eh. Kasi yun na yung pagkatao niya and yun na rin yung pagkatao ko. I don't think he will change and neither will I. I can only compromise so much, and he probably thinks so too. So if we weren't able to make it as a couple, ano na, wag na, I think. And then if ever, some people they say that they can be friends with their exes. I think I only have that with one, and that's only because childhood friend ko siya. So yung friendship is really deep. Pero everyone else, no. Ayoko nga. Bakit, diba? Move on na, no? Doon na tayo sa ano future.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yun lang.
Pareho tayo. Alam mo naman, kaya tayo good friends, no? Kasi ganyan ang mentality. Appear na. Sobrang appear kaming Ijan.
Galing pala kay Smurfette yun, ah.
Oh, okay. So,
Pero there are certain, ako naman, that is our rule and we've been able to live by it. But we also have to recognize that sometimes in certain instances, all we can really say it is, it really depends kung babalikan mo siya or not, ano ang circumstances, bakit kayo naghiwalay. Kasi kung naghiwalay kayo dahil abusive siya, that's it. Pansit, talagang absolute no, di ba? Pero kung naghiwalay kayo, for example, because of other issues like bata pa kayo sobra and you were so immature and you grew up, then you're going to have to explore that and see if nag-mature na nga kayo enough to give it a second go. If naghiwalay naman kayo dahil he cheated on you, well, ako, once a cheater, always a cheater, that's how I see it. Although some people will say naman na depende rin, end of the day, it really boils down to yung pagkatao nung ex mo. Kasi kung yung rason kung bakit kayo naghiwalay back then, eh nandyan pa rin. And yun pa rin ang pagkatao niya. Diba? Huwag na. What for?
Aleluya.
Ako, ako medyo ano, medyo baliktad. Baliktad ako kay A tsaka kay E. Kasi ako naman, I am friends with all of my exes save for one. Na as in talagang kung pwede ko siyang ipakulam sa kung saan man, ginawa ko na. Pero,
pero yan yung kalahi ko. Yan yung kalahi ko, ano? Yan yung kalahi
ko. Hindi. Friends kami nung kalahi mo. In fairness. Fairness. Okay. Friends kami. Oy, huwag kayong kiligin. Grabe.
Ilang taon din yun.
Kinikinig.
Hi, husband ni Abby.
Nakikinig ba yung husband?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Abby.
Behave po kami.
Hello. Oh, hello Mr. Valte, pasensya ka na. Anong tawag dito? Hindi ano I agree with you, Aina, kasi 'di ba? Ano nga ba yung pinaghiwalayan nyo? 'Di ba? Yeah. Is it because there are hard lines if there's abuse, yes. There's cheating, sakit. Oo, parang 'yon talagang goodbye na 'yon. Pero syempre kung yung mga things na kasi hindi pa kayo mature at the time you were together or meron umalis siya
family obligations. So,
sige na, tama na yung family obligations. Parang
ay,
yung mga ganong bagay, aminado na tinamaan.
Did you get bukol?
Oh, I got bukol. My God.
Oh, my God.
Kung hindi nyo sinabing si Smurfette, feeling ko ako to, charot. Hindi. Ayun, so there are reasons why things don't work out that are not really, alam mo yon, hard cases, diba? So, kayo ganyan, family obligation, kinailangan niyang umalis, pinatapon siya ng nanay niya kasi ayaw ng nanay niya sa'yo, ganyan. Hindi yung kasalanan pareho yun.
Wow. Wow. Pag nawala na yung nanay, ganyan, pwede na.
or, malay mo, gusto ka na ng nanay niya ngayon, diba? Change
pwede
of heart.
Rin. Ito, sabi niya, diba? Kasi ano, okay.
Kasi nakita niya yung your most daring role. Oh.
Or, correct.
Alam ko na yung kwentong yan.
Nakita ni mother, di ba? So, it's okay to be friends in that sense kasi hindi nyo kasalanan naman, di ba? Other, kumbaga, extraneous circumstances. Pero, again, even in that situation, parang balikan mo kung ano yung reason. Kasi kung nandyan pa nga yung reason, eh, mahirap naman. Mahirap naman siyang isugal. And I'm sure there are many people out there who you can work on a relationship with who will not have that same difficulty. Natawa ko dun sa difficulty kasi genetic yung difficulty namin eh. Wala akong magagawa talaga.
Challenge kung challenge, diba?
Okay, siguro na lang is every time you miss your ex, always remember why you broke up. And, diba, na if the breakup was really painful, if that caused you pain, do you think it's worth experiencing again? May trust ba na nasira? Kasi ang trust medyo mahirap ibalik yan. Is this something you can live with the rest of your life? So, every time you miss your ex, and it's normal for people to feel that way, lalo na kapag, yun nga, nasa pandemya, tapos, nami-miss mo ang social contact, syempre yung utak mo lilipad, mamimiss mo yung ex mo, preno ka, isipin mo lagi kung bakit kayo nag-break in the first place.
True, true. Alam mo, Marga, speaking of social contract, alam kong naka-contact pala. Social contract?
Contract?
Bakla? Jean-Jacques Rousseau, bakit ganun?
Akala ko nasa school ako, oh my God. Oh, okay.
Pasensya na po. Di ba, Marga, yung question sa'yo is about, eto naman, may love life ang ating listener na ito. So, ano yung ano niya? May question siya about social contact.
Ayun. Okay. Ang question is, hello, tita. Isang challenge na naalala ko is, torn ako kung ibebeso ko ba or magmamano ako or no contact sa parents ng dinidate ko nung pinakilala niya ako. Ang ending, nagmano na lang ako. And yes, pinakilala niya ako sa friends, ay sa parents, relatives, pero ginost din ako later on. Ay, ouch.
Aray.
Parang 'di ba, if i-ghost mo naman yung tao, huwag mo nang paabutin to that level.
Correct, wala nang pakikilalanan diba? Sa barangay. Masakit bad naman 'yon, very bad.
Tsaka life or death na ngayon ng mano, ha? Tigil-tigilan ako.
Correct, true.
That's true, Paasa lang yung nangyari, ano kawawa naman.
Oo.
Pero either... sige, girls. In that context, sabihin, let's assume na hindi life or, well, oh, hindi, ngayon na lang kasi life or death nga siya. Ano ba? Ano yung, what is an appropriate way naman?
Feel ko magbaw, parang mga Thai.
Kung hindi pandemya, ako noon, I always waited for the parents to make the first move. Like, I love my husband, pero how he took me to meet his parents, I have only half forgiven him.
Half lang.
Okay, oh, backgrounder.
Kwento.
Abby, final sa civil law. So imagine mo yung itsura ko. Okay, final sa civil law. Naka t-shirt ako, naka shorts ako. Wala akong makeup, namumulaklak yung pimples ko sa noo dahil wala akong tulog, naka-ponytail ako, malangis ang mukha ko. Kasi nga, wala. Kasi nag-review ka the whole night, nag-exam ka. And here he comes, picking you up, puts you in the car, and na-realize mo, saan tayo pupunta, ba't hindi mo pa ako iuwi? And you know what he says? Oh, my parents want to meet you. Pota. Naka-t-shirt, naka-shorts ako, malangis yung mukha ko, may pimples ako. I'm meeting your parents? No! Ano, but they're already waiting for you. Ha? Ayun, binitbit niya ako.
Respeto naman, diba? Ayun, ano ba?
Hindi niya na, biro mo yun, naka-t-shirt ako, naka-shorts. Wala akong kilay. Girl, wala akong kilay.
So, hindi mo nasuot yung sequined na gown mo?
Diba? Ay, alam mo. Wala akong tiara.
Wag patawarin yung husband na yan. Diba? Walang kilay, mortal skin.
Ay, wala, napakasalan ka na.
Diba? Ay, napakasalan ko na. Wala na solian eh. Sorry siya, hawak ko ng ATM card niya eh. Doon na lang ang bawi, di ba? Hawak ko na yung credit card niya. Pero, biro niyo yun. And at that time, bukas pa yung restaurant na ito noon. So, it was pretty high-end sa La Opera, if you guys have ever heard of it. So, imagine yung itsura ko. Ang dugyot-dugyot ko, binitbit niya ako doon. And I meet his mom and everybody's dressed to the nines. Buti na lang, I love my mother-in-law na she didn't take it against me. And she was so nice. She went to me and she hugged me and bineso niya ako and she did everything to make me comfortable. So, yun, because of that, half ko na forgiven yung asawa ko simply because my mother-in-law is the nicest, no? And she never made me feel uncomfortable. But I guess ang suma total niyan is you wait for them to take the lead. If they don't approach you, then maybe that's where magmano ka. Kasi, mamaya, asumera ka naman na nagbeso ka sa kanila, hindi naman pala nila feel na makapagbeso sa'yo, no? So, pakiramdaman. Yun na lang siguro.
O, diba? True. I think yung pakiramdaman is really a good way to do it. Kung hindi, because nga, life or death ang mano ngayong mga panahon na to, siguro ano lang, extra warmth na lang when you talk to them. Kasi, di ba, nawala, hindi wise na to either shake their hands or to do mano. So, baka naman kumbaw, mauntog ka somewhere, magulat ka. So, siguro, i-translate mo na lang yung warmth into the way that you speak to them. Di ba? Medyo maging chattier ng konti para hindi naman tayo mag-come across as medyo standoffish pag na-meet ang parents ng jowa.
And if meron namang advance warning, bring them a little something. Diba? Para at least, you know, may a little something to break the ice, cake or whatever.
Or yung mga ensaymada from Mary Grace, foolproof yan.
Yan, oh. Or bili kayo kay, bili kayo kay Mayari, bili kayo kay La Quachara.
Oo, totoo yan. Foolproof yung mga ganyan, yung may ensaymada, yung mga cheese roll, why not?
Isipin kasi natin pag-diabetic, yung role ng mother-in-law, di ba?
Pag-diabetic, order kayo kay Marga. Pag-diabetic, order kay Marga.
Protection, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, merong, ano yung next question? Kay Abby na. Abby, ang haba nito.
Grabe, naloka ako dito sa question na to talaga. Tsaka marami rin akong question sa kanya. Pero sige. Naninigurado ako eh. Kasi, what to do when you find out your new coworker was sleeping with your then-boyfriend? Diba? Parang, ay, naloka ako. Parang gusto ko maglabas ng kutsilyo. Pero, again, then-boyfriend. So, ang tanong ko is, bakit kayo naghiwalay? Diba? Ano yung reason? Kasi, for me, kung, again, kung may mga hard reasons kung ba't kayo naghiwalay, parang, there's no use getting mad at this person. Na, diba, kung if he abused you, he cheated on you, parang, hayaan mo na yan, he's not worth your time. Pero, ang isa pang tanong kasi, alam ba ni coworker? Kasi, diba, balik tayo dun sa I'm a kabit and I didn't know it. Baka naman si new coworker mo, hindi rin niya alam na meron pala. Meron palang legit na girlfriend. So, again, many questions. So, ichika mo sa amin via DM kung ano yung mga sagot dito and we can help you further. Kayo, okay. What do you guys
think? So, kunwari, okay, let's say na was sleeping with your then-boyfriend. So, if ex mo na yung guy, when your new coworker started sleeping with him, that's already none of your business. Kasi break na kayo and you don't really have a personal relationship with your coworker.
Ano, yung kumbaga professional boyfriend. Hindi, nakalagay eh. Was sleeping with your then boyfriend.
Then boyfriend. Ay, so magjowa sila nun. Ay, yes.
So siguro, i-ano na lang natin, ilagay na lang natin yung boyfriend sa drum, ano? Tapos ilagyan natin ng semento, ganyan. Tapos itapon natin sa Manila Bay.
bibigyan ko ng benefit of the doubt si new coworker. Okay lang.
Oo. I think I'll give the girl talaga benefit of the doubt. Kasi ay, ang number one na ano ko dito would be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oo. Siya yun.
Oo. Correct.
He's the one who cheated on you eh. He's the one who cheated on you.
Alam niya both relationships eh. Diba?
At saka siya yung may obligasyon sa'yo. Siya yung may obligasyon sa'yo eh.
Exactly. Malay,
wait, Malay I have to qualify, pero baka naman oil change situation to. Ay, medyo iba rin ang ano doon, ha? Iba rin ang kabada kapag medyo oil change, diba?
Oh my God, diba yan ang talk of the week last week?
Correct. Oh. Yung pag oil change yung situation, baka kailangan mo ng dalawang drum.
Okay lang naman, marami-rami tayong paghihingan yan. Pero, yun nga, nakakaloka, di ba? For a lot of guys kasi, and I think, yung mga girls na ganyan yung nangyari sa kanila, napaka-automatic to hate on the other girl. Sobrang automatic siya eh.
True.
When
we're conditioned
conditioned to do that. But then really, saan ba dapat ang automatic? Yung jowa mo man.
Kasi correct.
He knows siya may obligation sa'yo. The other girl has no obligation to you.
He knows two of you. Diba? He knows two of you. At least yung isa, may chance pa na hindi kanya know. Pero si Guy, diba? Busy ang tite niya. So, hello.
Correct. Hindi. At saka alam mo, kahit alam kasi ni other girl na meron talagang legit na wife or girlfriend, walang mangyayari kapag hindi pumayag yung may obligasyon sa'yo.
Exactly. Oh, diba?
Tapos minsan may kwento pa yan. Balak ko na kasing hiwalayan, pero siya yung ganyan.
Ay,
naman. Exactly.
That never happens. Never happens.
Oo, which will never happen, diba?
Ano yan? That's the biggest lie next to 3 to 6 months. As in, sobrang lie. Mga ganyan. Diba?
I love it. Kaloka. So, yun lang. girls, mas maging ano, mas maging matatag tayo when it comes to those things.
Okay, oo, so at saka of... ano, may isa pa, Margs. I think magandang segue dito yung kay Anna.
Oo nga.
That's the one about having ano no, DDS, dating with a DDS person.
Kasi,
yeah, okay. Ang tanong dito is, ang sabi niya, DDS and dating, sabi nitong sikat ang isip, one of the things I found out, mas madali mong malalaman kung sino ang DDS or not. Well, this isn't a question anymore. I don't think it's a question. Sabi niya, kasi pagdating pa lang sa topic ng pandemic and they say, kasi naman, ang mga Pinoy pasaway. Ay, moms, mahabang usapan na. So, in that sense, I kind of sort of agree na oo, hard boundary mo on your part kapag hindi mo type yung DDS. Pero in the same manner, I don't want to make it an either or thing kasi by example ha, si Jover, she married a man na alam niya from the start eh DDS, di ba? I think she was very open about that. So it really depends on you kasi yung mga DDS din naman pag nakita, for example, dilawan, ayaw kang i-date. So I think I'm gonna segue this into saying you know your boundaries, but in the same way that other people will know your boundaries. So it's up to you na lang to make sure that you stay faithful to your boundaries. Kung hindi mo siya type dahil DDS siya, as Katang Isip said, alam mo dapat yung mga red flags, so to speak, ano, naniniwala kay Harry Roque, for one thing. Ganyan.
Kung diba? Non-negotiable mo siya, wala tayong
mga kung non-negotiable dyan. Mo siya. But also remember that ikaw rin, you can also be somebody, you can also have somebody can also look at you and think, nope, hindi rin pwede, non-negotiable din siya. So it goes both ways, no?
Correct.
Ang sa akin more than this, because I think that really goes into preference. If I can address itong one question na binigay ni Gillian, okay lang ba? Yung number 14? Yung iwas ahas tips during quarantine. For me, as someone who's been married for almost 25 years, hindi mo obligasyon na hindi maahas ang partner mo. Trabaho niya yan na hindi siya magpaahas. Because girl, nakakapagod na maging bantay-sarado ka. And if bantay-sarado ka sa partner mo, you know what that means? There's no trust between the two of you. Kasi kung parati kang praning na maaagaw siya sa'yo, parati kang praning na merong nagtatry na aahasin siya, you have to ask yourself what kind of a relationship is that na number one, nagpapa-apekto ka doon sa taong gustong umahas sa asawa mo or sa partner mo, and bakit ninenervyos ka na maahas yung partner mo? Kasi yun na nga, I'll repeat it again, hindi mo trabaho na bantay-sarado ka sa partner mo para hindi siya maahas. Kasi number one, nakakapagod yun. Imagine how draining that is na mayat-mayat nag-check ka, may nag-text ba sa'yo? Sino ang ganyan? Tinitingnan mo lahat ng Twitter feed niya or Instagram feed niya na, sino itong babaeng to na nag-like sa'yo? Sino itong babaeng na nakipag-ganyan sa'yo? It's tiring. And if you can't have a relationship where hindi mo kayang i-let down your guard na hindi mo siya tututukan, then you're gonna have to ask yourself if it's worth it. Kasi ako, I've been married 25 years and I've always said to my husband, and I don't know if Abby will agree with me, I've always said to him na, if the time comes na ayaw mo na sa akin, do me the courtesy of letting me know in advance before you move on to someone else. Kasi kung talagang ayaw mo na sa akin, hindi ko isisiksik yung sarili ko sa'yo.
Correct,
diba?
Correct.
Bakit ako magpagsiksikan sa taong ayaw na
yes,
sa akin?
Exactly.
Yeah, I am not going to degrade myself. I will let you go and let's talk about how it's going to be for our kids and whatever, diba? But
and
I will let you go.
Eh.
Yeah, diba? But ko yung pilit ang sarili ko. So, yung sabihin mo na how to ahas-proof your relationship, there's only
medyo
one thing.
Medyo ano yun? Medyo
red. Diba? Oo, red flag. Red flag.
When you even have to do it.
Tatanungin mo. Oo. Red flag, the mere fact na tatanungin mo na paano ako magpe-prevent na ahasit. Because you're already
meron
putting the burden.
Mo, ganyan.
Oo, you're putting the burden on yourself.
At saka may nararamdaman na siya.
Yeah.
Kaya napifeel niyang kailangan kong mag-put up ng defenses.
Yes.
Diba? Ang tao namang hindi na-threaten or hindi nakakakita ng threat, hindi magbabakot. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Yes. So tanungin mo, why do you even have to ask yourself that? And
if you're pretty, you trust your partner.
Yeah,
no?
If you trust your partner. Right. So merong something deeper here, the fact that you are arrogating upon yourself the burden to ensure that he doesn't cheat. Again, I will repeat it, hindi mo trabaho yan.
Correct. That's not your job. That's not your job.
That's true.
Your job is not to be faithful and not to cheat. Ikaw, yes. Diba? It's hindi mo obligasyon to prevent the partner from cheating.
Totoo. Diba? Huwag mong pagurin yourself.
If you're already walking on eggshells, the first stage of your relationship, if it's still relatively new, it's gonna get worse later on. Kasi kakainin ka ng kapraningan mo.
Yeah, that's so true.
If
this guy already knows that you're feeling threatened by another girl, and yet, he hasn't done everything to make sure this girl is absolutely out of his life. If hindi niyo siya blina. Kasi you have ways to minimize contact, if not absolutely refuse contact, no? With these days, lalo na pandemya, paano ba naman kayo magkikita except online? He can block her, he can whatever. And for as long as there's a way for the girl to keep in touch with the guy, you're gonna have to ask yourself, alam na ng guy na, this is how I feel about it. Why isn't he doing anything to ensure that, di ba? Kasi nasa kanya yun eh. Nasa kanyang trabaho yun to make sure na hindi affected yung relationship ninyo. If nagpapa-affect siya dito sa supposedly nang aahas sa'yo, you're gonna have to ask him, why are you allowing that to encroach on our relationship? Kasi hindi mo dapat responsibilidad yan. Siya yung supposedly inaahas, trabaho niya to make sure na yung ahas out sa bakuran ninyo.
Amen. Yes. Alam mo, on a lighter note, kasi syempre recent incarnation naman itong Dilawan DDS, 'di ba? But there are, 'di ba, may conversation na would you date someone who is on the opposite side. Let's just to be binary about it, but
right.
Let's also remember that merong mga married couples na ganyan yung, dahil kasal na sila prior pa to all this, di ba? All this polarization. So, meron akong isang friend na natawa ko kasi dilawan siya. Tapos apparently, Duterte fan yung kanyang asawa. So, the way that they manage it now is that they just don't talk about politics.
Right.
Kasi syempre nga naman, there's more at stake for them because it's they have a family talaga. Mm-hmm. Tapos natawa lang ako kasi kinuwento niya na isang beses daw na sobrang inis na siya kasi kung ano-ano daw yung pinopost nung husband sa Facebook. Hindi ko alam kung nakwento.
I think you did.
Diba? Ni-report niya.
Yung Facebook ni Jowa.
Ni-report niya yung Facebook ni Jowa. And syempre, you know, the fastest way to get a block is impersonation. Sinabmit ni girl ang ID ni husband na this person is impersonating me. Ay, alam mo, tawa ko ng tawa. Kasi
pro tip pala ito.
Pangutip, galit na galit si husband kasi syempre blaming the other side nila. Mga dilawan talaga, ni-report ako.
Alam mo,
grabe. As in talagang hindi na daw siya makahinga nung kinukwento sa kanya kasi gustong-gusto na niyang tumawa.
Umamin ba siya ever?
Hindi. Never.
Good job.
To this day, hindi daw niya inaamin. So, ayan. At least mas peaceful daw ang life nila kasi wala na daw Facebook si husband.
Wow, isang misis, di ba?
Well, if nakikinig si husband now, baka malaman na niya now.
Siyempre, hindi natin ibubuking.
Oh, yun. Hindi natin ibubuking. Okay, so sino na ba next?
Amina, I think.
Ayun. Mm.
Si Ivan lang, sabi niya, ano, nung March 15, nag-anniversary silang mag-asawa. Happy anniversary, guys!
Happy anniversary, Ivan!
Happy anniversary, Ivan and wife! O, diba? At syempre, ang hirap-hirap nga naman dahil pandemic anniversary siya, medyo lockdown ang March 15. So, last year and this year, napakasimple lang daw ng kanilang celebration. Pero I think yung sabi ni ano, Abby, di ba parang tiis-tiis tayo eh. Wala talaga tayong magagawa na.
Oo. Pero alam mo, I also wanna ask si A, kasi syempre pareho kaming medyo married na for a long time. Right. I think, kasi sa amin in our case naman, of course we still celebrate nila, di ba? But you know, that kumbaga the tone of the celebration as time passes is a little bit more subdued.
Yes, it's diba? Granted, yeah.
Okay. O, kumbaga as long as you're able to spend time together, mag-dinner kayo, may konting, naalala ko si ano, shout out kay Doki, diba? At saka kay Doc for Undead, at saka kay Doc for Dead. Kasi diba, nakalimutan ni Doki. Kaya umuwi na lang daw si Doc for Undead na may KFC at sabi happy anniversary. Diba? I mean, ganun talaga. As long as you remember and then you still have something meaningful that matters to you and your family, okay na yun. Yeah. Carry na rin yun.
At saka, for somebody who's been married a long time and you're together practically every day, and if you've been together for so long, you commemorate not so much because it's a big deal, even though it's still a big deal, but yung commemoration mo na lang is more of to celebrate na, oh, we're still together. No? Na parang it's not this huge romantic celebration anymore. Well, at least for, it's still romantic. He still gives me flowers. And we still eat, well, back then, we used to go out to restaurants and whatnot. No? Pero yung it's not so much na magpapa-impress na kayo sa isa't isa. Hindi ka na yung tipong kailangan kanyang pakiligin or whatever. But more of both of you celebrating the fact that we've come this far and hopefully we go further, no, as the time goes by. So I don't know if that's also when you say na parang subdued na siya, Abby, ganun din ba?
Oo eh, parang kasi I meant subdued in the as contrary to as opposed to bongga, 'di ba? Yung right. Tipong first year anniversary mag-Paris tayo, yung mga ganun. Parang 'di ba? Parang it doesn't have to be as much of a production number.
Yeah, that's true. Hindi na siya production number. Oh my god. Oh my god.
'Di ba? Hindi na yung parang ganun. I that's what I meant when I said subdued. Kumbaga hindi na siya talaga major effort na kailangan may banda or something like that. Banda yung, talaga.
let me just mention this when Abby mentioned production. Can I just say, speaking of production, nawindang ako na yung generation ng mga anak ko na nung time nila, hindi na pala enough na you ask someone out for the prom, to go with you to the prom, you had to concoct a promposal. Yan ang production. Parang, what the heck are you trying to prove? Kids, who the heck started that? Pwede ko ba siyang mabatukan? Kasi, you,
ano yan? What happens pag ganyan? Kasi yung prom ng mga anak ko, walang ganyan.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I said, go.
Oh, ito. Yung isang friend ko na lang, yung anak niya, naloka din siya. Pero, syempre, flattered siya, no? Kasi yung anak niyang babae, the guy went through all that trouble na nag-practice sila ng friends niya na magkaroon ng parang impromptu dance number, sinayawan, tapos may candles pa, na whatever, na naka-blindfold itong si girl. Sabi ko, lintik, samantalang ako yung wedding proposal ko, ni hindi man lang ganyan. Eto, promposal pala. So, ako at that time, sabi ko, why are you doing this? Who started it? Kasi kawawa yung iba na nagkaroon tuloy ng pressure. It's already bad enough na pressured yung mga bata to find dates for the prom. And then, ila-level up nyo pa na hindi lang na makahanap ka ng date, ha? Kailangan yung date na mag-a-ask sa'yo. He'd better go all out. And may levels ng all out. Binigyan ka lang ng flowers. Lame. Hindi ka pinomposal na nandyan yung buong barkada niya, hinaharana ka. Because that's what happened to the daughter of my friend. Na hinaharana ka, pinuntahan ka, may flowers, may cake, may balloons, may kandila.
Yon, dun lang. So when
no,
you
sila
say,
ikakasal, utang
yun na nga. So,
no.
so when,
parang ganon. Parang ganon yung arrive niya. As in talagang production number.
Exactly. Oo. And,
buti hindi okay. Ba yung sa mga Europeans. Walang ganyan.
Ako may skepticism ako sa any form of public proposal. Ewan ko kung sobrang cynical lang ako or anything. But I think yung ganyang klaseng public proposal is putting the girl on the spot and it's not fair.
Agree.
That's true.
Agree.
Ayoko
na, in a way,
may
parang...
May pagka-manipulative, ano?
Oo.
Lalo pag naka-video.
Oo.
Correct.
The younger ones, parang ang nangyayari is they're being conditioned to think that this
kailangan,
is...
Ganun.
This is ano what a good guy should be doing. Kailangan i-shout out niya sa buong mundo na will you be my prom date?
Dapat trending, ganyan.
It's more for the show rather than for you talaga.
Paandar kasi. Parang paandar talaga siya to the end level.
Do you think it also is a function na dahil napaka social media generation nitong mga bata na everything has, parang it either has to go, if it doesn't go viral, it didn't happen. If it didn't go on Instagram, it didn't happen.
I think it adds. Kasi yung pressure You have to show it. Everyone has to see it. Yung parang ganun. Which is so weird. I don't know. I don't get it.
Tsaka, alam mo, parang ano, parang I feel bad for the younger women. Kasi, paano kung hindi walang nag-promposal sa'yo?
Yun pa.
Diba? Parang, isn't that bad enough? I mean, parang, it's so self-esteem. Correct, 'di ba? Parang 16 ka, medyo, 'di ba? Parang all those hormones, 'di ba? Parang ikaw pa talaga that kumbaga, work in progress ka pa, di ba?
Compared yan yung, to... Yan yung young version ng mga 30s ka na, 40s ka na, hinahanapan ka ng jowa naman, ng pamilya mo.
Wala kang promposal.
Ganyan. Kawawang mga babae talaga, I swear.
Ay, tinigilan na ako ng mga relatives ko sa ganyan. Kasi I flat out tell them, ayoko ng anak.
Yeah, actually, may nag-send sa atin yan nag-DM about how to handle those things, the horrible titas and titos.
Yeah, ito, not really a dating love challenge, pero medyo related. How to handle yung mga taong lagi kang hinahanapan ng jowa, especially for women na laging sinasabihan na mahirap na magkaanak. Ako, I just point blank tell those who impose that, ayoko ng anak.
Period. Happy ka na kay Baby the Bold, diba?
Ang pity ni Baby the Bold.
Ngayon eh.
Correct.
Pusa pa nga lang po, mahal na eh. Paano pa pagbata?
O, mag-aaral pa yan.
O, diba? Mahal ang
creation, happy na ako girls, sa caps diba? Ko talaga. Mm-hmm.
Tsaka, why is it their business? I don't get it.
Well, alam mo naman yung mga titang naunang henerasyon sa atin, talagang very, very, intrusive. Alam mo, ako, just say it. Diba? Hindi po ako interesado. Or, diba? May iba po. Diba? Just say it, whatever your reason. And, you don't have to say the reason. That's your business, that's your life.
Yeah. Diba? You just don't want to. Bakit ba? Diba? Pero yung pressure sa men, hindi ganon. It's not the same. Pag sila, yung apelyido or yung whatever, mga ganyan-ganyan lang. Mm-hmm. Pero sa women, iba eh. Iba yung pressure eh.
Saka you're made to feel a failure if you didn't get to a certain point in your life.
Saka yung yung matching is made na, ay bakit? Yung ganon, parang,
ginudge ka na.
Oo, parang may jowa ka na, may boyfriend ka na ba? Or, pag may boyfriend ka na, kailan kayo papakasal? Pag kasal na kayo, kailan kayo magkakaanak?
Pero
Abby, meron din yan na pag nagkaanak ka na, kailan yung kasunod?
Oh my diba? God. Magdadala na lang talaga ng kutsilyo.
Correct, hindi mo ba dadagdagan? Gusto niyo po bang umino ng tsaa ng may Dora, tita? Tama si Marga, set your boundaries. Diba? Yeah. Kasi, mangyayari yan kung hindi kayo susuong dun sa tanong. Kumbaga, kailangan nyo ng sagutin and just be consistent about it. I mean, obviously, there are relatives, there are titas, you still wanna be respectful, but just be firm na hindi po ako interesado or hindi po yan ang life plans ko. Diba?
Mm-mm. Pwede naman eh, diba? It's an option.
Right. Ano ba? Next, last question.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, alin nyo, ang dami nating nakuhang questions. Sobrang. Sa mga questions from our followers.
Baka pang third episode natin, the rest of the questions.
Yeah, siguro mga 10 minutes of the next episode or
episode.
Something.
Oo, oo, oo.
Pero it's
okay.
Thank you sa lahat ng nagpadala, ha. Thank you, thank you.
So ito, okay. The last question. Ethel, basahin mo to.
Number?
Number 15.
Okay. Oy, galing kay ano, galing kay Longganisa.
Longganisa.
Shout out ulit.
Shout
kay
out
Papa
ulit.
Elias.
Paano mo malalaman kung real thing or quaran fling lang? Alam mo, personally ha, pag ngayon, lahat yan quaran fling.
That's
for
true.
Me. Because it can't be the real thing yet until I see the person. And I'm able to spend more time with him or her, in your case. Or, diba, parang napaka-importante kasi na you get to listen and you get to see the face. Hindi right. Yung mga video call or yan, phone calls and whatever. It gives you an understanding of how they are or maybe their sense of humor and all that. But then, the more that you spend time with each other, lalabas na yung mga hindi mo gusto. And to be honest, like for me ha, ang arte-arte ng ilong ko, if I don't like how you smell, goodbye. And I'm not even talking about body odor. I'm yeah. talking about your smell lang as a person. Sorry. But I can smell that.
Sorry, so parang, natawa ko dun.
Pero may ganun kasi. And there's a science to it, diba?
Correct. Pheromones.
Pheromones.
Pheromones. Correct.
Yung mga ganun. And sometimes it really happens. You're so into the person when you're talking to him. And then when online. You meet, hindi mo na siya type.
Oh, kasi chemistry,
he's not
no?
even DDS eh. Oh, oh, yung
yes,
man,
chemistry.
Diba?
Chemistry so in real life, in person.
Oh, sometimes live chemistry.
Live chemistry is so important, yeah. Kasi yun naman ang ano eh.
In relation to that, I have a good friend. Lalaki siya. Tapos, nakikwento niya sa akin na hindi ako pwedeng lumapit sa ex ko or makita siya. I could be civil to her, but I could not see her kasi pag naamoy ko siya, ma-overwhelm ako. Sobrang manghihina ako.
Wow. Oh, diba? Ano pa bang ni girl? Ano pa bang ni girl?
Makapagpahid mo.
Hindi na nga.
Ma-overwhelm, nahihimatayin sa, you know, tas may ex sa mata or talagang tumitibok ang puso. Clarify.
Pili ko ano yan? Ang puso niya.
Ah, okay, kasi ang tanong dyan, ano ang amoy niya? Ang amoy ba niya, Jo Malone or Katingko? Yun ang tanong.
Masarap ang katiko yung paglaban natin.
Oy!
Oh, sarap ang katiko. Do not dump on katiko. Grabe
sorry
na. Pag
so,
nag-IPO, pag nag-IPO yung katiko, bibili ako ng shares. Okay, sama mo ko ha. Text mo ko. Pag
correct. Correct.
Oh, sige, ano na lang? Jo Malone or Tiger Balm? Pero masarap din yung umay ng Tiger Balm.
Winap mo ng Tiger Balm? Grabe, grabe. Ang
tita na talaga. Mga tita na talaga.
Yes, arsenal natin yung mga yan.
Correct. Pero alam mo, yung dun sa real thing or quarantine, sa akin kasi you see if you are right for somebody in the difficult times. Not the happy ones.
Yeah,
because
Exactly.
It's very easy to be happy with someone eh. Diba? Mm-mm. Pero yung dun mo makikita, like I know people who, married couples who cannot travel together. Because hindi nila pala na-figure out when they were still dating na iba pala yung nagkakainisan sila. Kumbaga, hindi sila pwedeng pang Amazing Race, di ba?
So, magpapatayan sila.
Kore, baka magtulakan sa bangin yung mga ganyan. And, you know, there are people like that talaga. So, I think you really have to give it time to so you will encounter situations that will challenge your relationship.
I always tell people nga na ano it's not enough for you to have the same interests. O sige, mahilig kayo pareho mag-golf or mahilig kayo pareho mag-hiking or whatever. Sure, that's nice and all well and good, but at the end of the day, if you want to know if it's the real thing or if it's a quarantine, like Abby said, no, you need to spend time together, and more importantly, you need to find out if your values align in the sense
right,
na,
values.
Yeah. It's not interest, it's values. What do I mean? Kung ikaw eh kuripot at yung partner mo magastos, malaking problema yan. Okay? Magkakaproblema kayo. Or,
ouch!
Diba? You know, I mean, if
bukol again.
Yeah. No, but if he can afford your kagastusan, there's no problem. But the problema is, if hindi niya ma-afford, or, like, I know someone, a good friend of mine, kilala ninyo ito, Abby, I know, Ethel and Marga, you know her, she's annulled na. And she's such a hard worker, and she's such a she pulls in. She's also a lawyer. She got annulled kasi yung siya ang tipid-tipid niya, ang sipag-sipag niya magtrabaho. Ito namang partner niya, ay gusto ko ng kutsilyo worth 25,000 pesos. Yung ganon. So it eventually didn't work out because the value system was different. Add to that, if you're gonna have kids, how do you discipline? Kasi meron ding mga couples na nagbabanggaan din doon. How much are you willing to give to your parents? Or, di ba? Kasi may mga tao na,
true,
yan, in-law problem. Uh-oh. Kasi si lalaki, for example, panay ang bigay ng kalahati ng sweldo niya sa parents niya. Ito namang si babae, nagre-resent na bakit? Ako naman, wala akong binibigay sa parents natin. Sa parents ko, di ba? So, between even not so much as real thing and quarantine, maski together na kayo in real life and you are mag-boyfriend and mag-girlfriend, to get to the real thing, you are going to have to maneuver around these value systems and find
under
out.
One roof talaga eh, no?
Oo, yun, yung if you really align in how you view money, how you view children, how you view your relationship with each other's families. Kasi napaka family-oriented ng Pinoy, eh, no? So, yun. I would say na hindi lang dahil quarantine siya. Kasi ang layo nyo pa from getting together online and to the real thing na talagang when you say real thing, eh, talagang kayo, ang layo pa. Mm-mm. Yung point
pero ang
point
cute million. Din na meron din tayong mga nag-send ng DM na yung quarantine eh. Actually help them get over their past relationship.
Oh yeah.
In a way.
Talent influencer.
Oh, 'di ba? Yung na-feel naman nila yung worth nila na pwede pa palang may magmahal sa akin or I can still feel this way. Mga ganyan.
Totoo.
Kaya ko pa palang makilig.
Oo.
Never underestimate kilig.
Correct. I think meron kasi, you know, the universe sends us people that you know, sometimes they're not really meant to stay with us. They're just meant to teach us something.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
So, hindi naman lahat for long term. Mm-mm. So, merong mga ganyang blip in our lives na talagang are just really meant to teach us a lesson or to make us feel good about ourselves. Diba? Merong ganyan. Hindi naman lahat talagang pangkasalan.
Totoo. Tsaka kasi minsan after getting off a bad relationship, sometimes you feel so bad about yourself and your confidence level is so low. And then this person gives you that. He gives it back. So feeling mo, ang sexy mo, ang ganda mo. And yun lang yung talagang rason bakit siya nasa buhay mo pala.
Correct. But, you know, I wanted to say that, you know, one of the things that I learned that yung spending time together beyond the normal boyfriend-girlfriend or boyfriend-boyfriend-girlfriend-girlfriend relationship. Yung emotional unavailability, nakikita yan kapag may problema. Hindi yan nararamdaman kapag masaya kayo. Kasi again, it's easy, di ba? Madaling makisaya pag it's a happy event.
Right.
Pero mas, yun eh, lumalabas
pag
yung tension.
Pag nagkakaipitan.
Oo, dun mo makikita yung ability na to contribute either emotionally. Siyempre, pag problema, we all need emotional support. Kung wala yon ay, nako, red flag. Talagang red flag, red card, move on. Diba? At, pero makikita mo yon kapag medyo nag-spend time na kayo and you spend life together.
Yeah, it's not the superficial lang na hi, hello, kumain ka na ba, nag-lunch ka na ba? No, that's different.
Napaka-low effort doon eh. For me, ang gauge talaga, if you're really compatible with someone is if you two live together.
That's true. It's very important.
Oo, ito, this is something na yung older generations would ano, clutch their pearls over.
They're pero saucy pearls.
Oh. Pero you know, me and my siblings, kasi syempre we're of age, we talk about these things and we're all in agreement na mas maganda talaga if you live with someone you're in a relationship with, kasi doon mo makikita if siya talaga yung real
kaya mo
thing.
Kaya mo ito, kasama.
Ito I think Abby and I would ano no, kasi we've been married for a long. Ilang, how many years married ka na ba, Abby? Ako 25 this year.
Oh my God, hindi ko na maalala. Sandali, gano'n na ba?
Magma-minus siya.
Wait. 16, ano na ba ngayon? Parang, oh my God, ang bagal ko sa math, guys. Sorry naman.
Anong taon ka kinasal?
2006, okay. 2006.
Okay, 15 years. 15 years.
10 years apart pala tayo. Okay. And I'm sure Abby will agree with me that part of, in a sense, part of the test of whether your relationship will stand the test of time, even if you're living together, is how you both approach conflict resolution. Kasi even though compatible kayo, even though your values are the same, sabihin mo, mag-aaway kayo. Meron talagang point, di ba? And an important thing is how you resolve yung away ninyong dalawa, because that's also very important in a relationship.
Correct. Kasi diba, ba't po pinindot yung toothpaste sa gitna nung tube? Dapat sa dulo.
Diba? Tapos yung mga tuwalya na basa.
Yeah.
Bakit ganon? Bakit yung sabon hindi mo nilinis? Ano ba?
Or bakit hindi ka nag-flush? Bakit hindi mo binalik yung toilet seat? Diba? Yung mga ganon.
Correct. Bakit yung chinelas mo hindi mo dinidiretso? Bakit siya balik ko?
Oh my God. Kaya ako single.
Pero ok ka kasi. Yun eh. I mean, how do you approach each other with that? How do you bring up issues like that? How do you resolve it? Kapag naiirita ka dun sa partner mo, gigirahin mo ba bigla? And kaya ba niya yung correct temper mo, di ba? Or pag pinakitaan mo siya ng, siya naman pala eh, he's gonna shrink back. Kasi I know a couple who's like that. And they've been together for, grabe, 35? Relative ko sila. And for the longest time, sabi nga nung girl sa akin, it took a lot for my husband because he's such a quiet person, no? He's the type na tahimik siya, he likes things, ano. Eh, itong friend ko, parang ako, maingay. So, kapag naiirita siya, tumataas yung boses niya. And her husband had to learn that pag tumataas ang boses niya, hindi kita, it's not a personal attack on you. Talagang pag inis ako, tumataas ang boses ko. Hindi ikaw yung tinataasan ng boses ko. But For a while, the husband, kasi nga, he's the quiet sort, talagang feel niya na, bakit mo ko inaaway? Bakit ka ganyan? Bakit mo ko tinataasan ng boses? So, they had to come to a point where they each learned each other's styles and gave each other leeway. Kasi, like, kami ni husband, nung first years pa lang namin, meron din kaming mga conflict kasi, pag naiinis ako yung ugali ko, I don't want to talk to you. Let me get over my snit. Kasi ayokong magsalita na may masabi ako na hindi maganda. So, I know myself. I know how I blow up. Alam mo yan, di ba? You know how I blow up. Huwag talagang inis na inis ako. And I might be able to say things that I shouldn't in the heat of the moment. So, ako, since I know myself, I will hide and I will keep away. Eh siya, typical na guy na, anong problema? Kausapin mo ko. Why aren't you talking? So talagang lalo akong nag-blow up. And it took time then for him to learn, despite his instinct, no, he had to overcome his instinct na not to go after me, to leave me alone pag galit ako. Kasi natakot siya at first na if he left me alone at hindi niya ako inamo, lalo ako mainis sa kanya. Hindi niya na-realize na, no, if you leave me alone, I get over it faster. So, ihihiyaan mo lang ako na mag-stew. Kasi eventually, ugali ko. After all, pag sobrang galit ko. Tapos after all, ma-realize ko, ano ba naman ako? Ba't ba ako nagagalit? Wala naman to. Yung ganon. Kaysa yung kinakalabit mo ako ng kinakalabit, lalo kung hindi nawawala. And correct, it also took correct time for him to learn yon. So, I don't know kung si Abby may ganon din silang kwento. Na yung initial adjustments until you find your groove.
Mm-mm. Ako, ganyan. Kasi nga, I'm, ano rin ako eh, very obsessive-compulsive ako. I have control issues. Kasi, well, sorry, hindi ko alam kung nakwento ko na to ever, but only child kasi ako. So, I am used to getting things done my way.
Right.
So, alam mo yun, we also had to compromise on solutions. Ito, very concrete. Parang, I don't like sharing a bathroom. Okay? Mm. Because that's my bathroom. I don't like seeing other things or parang, why is it wet? Yung mga ganyang things. Sorry, no? Dami kong kaartehan sa buhay. So, naging irritant siya sa amin na mag-asawa when we were starting out. Kasi parang, ano ba? Bakit ganyan? So, I would say it. And syempre, siya naman, parang, eh, ganyan eh. So, I'll try to fix it. But, you know, ang compromise namin, separate bathrooms. So, he still gets to be himself. And ako, I get to be myself in my space. So, ako, that worked out for us. Kasi at least, hindi na kami nagbabanggaan on the small things. And you know, baka dun sa mga in a relationship pa lang, baka magulat kayo na parang ang babaw, parang toothpaste na pinindot sa gitna ng tube. But you know, when you live together and you live for a long time together, the small things become the irritant. So you really have to be aware of that. It's not just the big things that can make or break you. So you also have to be conscious of those things.
Interesting. I didn't know about your separate bathrooms thing.
Oo, separate bathrooms talaga kami kasi talagang ayoko ng ano. Talagang ano kasi ako si Lines. Ako yung, 'di ba, spray.
Dapat pala ganyan ako.
Oo. Very ano bathroom. Talaga. Oo. So talagang hindi ko ano. Oo, hindi talaga. And siya naman, ayoko rin kasi siyang ma-stress na parang I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to, di ba? So, sige.
Yeah, kasi yung mga basa-basa, like sa sink, sa floor, sa ganyan, ayoko nakakakita, Diyos ko.
Oh my gosh, my numero uno pet peeve is kapag yung tuwalya na sa kama. Oh my God, ayoko yan.
Oh my God. Buti na lang. Buti na lang my husband doesn't do that. He hangs his towel very nice. Yan.
Oo, okay. Ayan.
Okay, so wow, ang haba pala ng kwentuhan natin. Dami kasing kwento ng mga followers natin.
Correct. So, I don't even
thank
know
you so
able,
much
able
to everyone who said, oo,
yung thank you guys.
Yung iba na hindi namin na-take up ngayon, we'll try to take it up next episode.
At saka yung mga ibang sinabihan namin na magkwento pa further, DM nyo kami, ha?
Yes.
Oo, DM nyo kami. Ituloy natin ang conversation. Oo. Thank you sa lahat. Lalo dun sa mga nakinig dun sa first episode. Alam nyo namang katuwaan yung kadaldala naming apat. So, thank you very much. Nakakataba kayo talaga ng puso.
Okay, so that wraps up our episode of Tita Talk, where we Twitter titas talk about life, love, and all the kemi in between. Ako si Marga versus Machine on Twitter.
Ako si Abby Valte on Twitter.
And I'm Anna, Mrs. Unlawyer on Twitter.
And I'm Ethel, Madam Hiddles on Twitter.
Bye, everyone! Thank you so much!
Bye, everyone!
Bye!